From fake vaccination cards to those oh-so-annoying robocalls, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is busy working on behalf of Michigan residents. This is Lisa Berry, and despite a recent controversial public witch reference, she does much of it with a sense of humor. So we're honored she's taking the time to talk to us here on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Dana Nessel.
Thanks so much for having me.
Consumer protection seems to remain near the top of your list as Michigan's Attorney General.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously this job as Attorney General, you're the chief law enforcement officer in the state, but, you know, I'm also the chief consumer advocate for residents of the state of Michigan. And I take that job very seriously. And, you know, we have 83 county prosecutors in the state of Michigan, but they generally don't handle consumer protection issues. That really falls to the Department of Attorney General. So I've tried to follow in the steps of one of my heroes, Frank Kelly, who made consumer protection such a priority and to focus a lot of the work of our office on consumer protection issues.
I saw a recent PSA public service announcement with your parents. Were those your real parents?
They were not my real parents. My parents, and thank God they're both still with me, but they live in Florida.
Okay.
But I tried to channel my parents as much as possible.
Well, it was about robocalls, which seem to be getting worse. Are they getting worse or more sophisticated, or how would you characterize that?
Yeah, I think both of those things are true. And, you know, the vast majority of robocalls that people receive are illegal robocalls. And they're being made for one reason and one reason only, and that's to rip off consumers. And they're hoping to trick the person who they're calling into providing information to them that will allow them to either rob the individual of their identity or to provide information that will allow them to rob them of money in their bank account, you know, to provide their credit card information or some other banking information. We have, at the Department of Attorney General, I created a few years ago, an anti-robocalling unit where that's all we do all day long in that unit is try to investigate and, if need be, prosecute illegal robocalls.
What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, the most important thing, firstly, is just not to answer the phone at all from numbers that are not in your contact list. Now, you can contact whoever your provider is and get an anti-robocalling app that allows unknown numbers that are not in your contact list to go directly to your voicemail. And of course, if it's a legitimate call, they're going to leave you a message so that you can call back. But just don't pick up numbers that you don't know. And understand that when you look at a number, if you say, wow, they're calling from my bank, they're calling from the health department or my doctor's office, just because it's the same number doesn't mean that's really who that person is. Spoofing is a very dangerous phenomenon. But it allows someone to utilize any number in the world that they want and to make it appear as though they're calling from that number when they contact you. And that's why if anybody calls and they say, this is your bank, we need to verify some information, don't just provide that information. Say, well, you know what? I'm going to look up the number independently and I'm going to call back. So that way you're actually calling your bank and you know that you're speaking to your bank. Otherwise, when that call comes in, it could literally be from anyone. But no matter what you do, when someone who you have not reached out to proactively, if somebody reaches out to you and you didn't try to get a hold of them and they're just calling you and they say, I need your personal information, no matter what that is, do not provide your personal information. Don't give them your bank account information or your social security number or your credit card. Always verify who you're talking to. Call them back independently and then talk to them about whatever the issue is that you're being called about. But there's a very good chance when you get that phone call, it's not whoever they say they are.
And you recently announced a new consumer protection initiative. Is this part of that or are robocalls separate from that?
Well, we already put the robocalling unit together a few years ago, but this is a new addition to our consumer protection unit. And what I was saying is this. People would have their identity stolen, and if we could, of course, we would prosecute whoever committed that act, but that's not always possible. Once a person has had their identity stolen, oftentimes the most difficult and challenging part about that is rebuilding their good name and rebuilding their credit. It's a very difficult and arduous process. So my thought was, maybe the best thing that we can do for people, besides trying to find out who did this, besides trying to prosecute the culprit, is to help a person go through the steps of having to rebuild their identity and walking them through that process step by step. So many people in the state of Michigan have been victims of identity theft. Virtually anyone who's listening to this right now, if you haven't had your identity stolen, you know a number of people who have had that happen.
Right, yeah.
And we want to provide all the assistance we can to aid and assist those people who have been victimized.
And what is the deal with fake vaccination cards? I'm just recently hearing about this.
Oh, yeah. It's really troubling. You know, there are bad actors out there that are selling these fake vaccination cards that can be used for people to put their personal information in there to make it appear as though they've been vaccinated when they haven't. And we already have a public health crisis in this state and in this country. We need to do everything we can to combat COVID-19. And obviously, vaccinations are a key part of that. Get your vaccination card the proper way by actually getting vaccinated. And also, I will add this. If you have been vaccinated, I applaud you for it. But please don't take a picture of your vaccination card and post it on social media. You're just setting yourself up to have your identity stolen. And I understand there's not enough information on there that by itself you could necessarily be in danger. But these are very clever, and there is enough information on there where they can start to piece together everything they need in order to steal your identity. It's going to come back to haunt you later.
Yeah, I think that's important to emphasize. You mentioned the word troubling, and speaking of troubling, the head of the Michigan Republican Party, Ron Weiser, recently came under fire for calling you among the three female Democratic leaders in the state. You, Dana Nessel, he referred to you as witches. Can you share your reaction with us to that?
Well, you know, the Republican Party they've made a number of statements here in Michigan that have been upsetting. They said that we are witches that need to be burned at the stake. Mm. They've talked about executing people. They referred to us as the three-headed monster or the trio of evil in regard to myself and the governor and secretary of state. And it's fine to have political differences. And you can have strenuous differences of opinion on policy. But can we all agree that we don't need to dehumanize and demonize our political opponents? Because when we do that, especially when we talk about killing people, and that's what burning a person at the stake is, right? It's a means of execution. When we talk about executing those that we don't agree with politically, it does lend itself to domestic terrorism and to acts of violence. Mm. And if you look just at the plot to allegedly kidnap and execute the governor, you saw the words that were used by many Republicans about the governor being a dictator, about needing to liberate Michigan, about her personally. You saw that reappropriated by those that sought to actually do physical harm to her. And I think it's an important lesson that for political leaders, for party leaders, elected leaders, not to engage in that kind of dangerous rhetoric, because it can really have disastrous impacts. And when you call a person evil, you know, it lends justification for those who want to do harm to that individual. So we can have these vigorous debates about policy without demonizing each other. It's a dangerous set of circumstances that we don't need right now.
Also, University of Michigan regent, fellow board members tried to get him to resign, but he refused. And it's my understanding they don't really have the authority to remove him, but you're the attorney. So what can legally be done, or what would you like to see be done in response to his comments?
Well, there's really only a few mechanisms that I'm aware of. First of all, there's a removal process that actually involves the governor herself having to remove him and having to go through what's essentially like a trial. That really puts you into a weird set of circumstances where arguably it's a conflict of interest when you are trying to remove somebody for having said something about you. So I wouldn't advise the governor to do that. The other is a recall, which is a pretty arduous process that I don't know anybody, you know, who's going to want to pay for that. So it's hard to say what should happen. I wish that Regent Weiser would just resign. that is my alma mater, I have to say. And I think it has a really negative impact on the educational institution when you have somebody who's a regent for that institution that makes these kinds of statements. But I don't expect that he will resign. And with that, I just have to hope that the party stops trafficking in this kind of rhetoric. Will they? I very much doubt it. I tweeted something pretty innocuous over the weekend about wanting to see the legalization of cannabis federally. And co-chair Maddox of the Michigan Republican Party went on a tweeting spree. I don't know, something like a dozen tweets, you know, that she engaged in with me in regard to me having made that statement, which seemingly not very personalized, right? I've talked about legalization of marijuana for a long time. We have that here in the state of Michigan, both recreationally and also for medical purposes. But the calling of people saying that we're evil, saying that we're witches, saying people need to be executed, we've seen how damaging that is just from the events of January 6th. And I have to say, I think we're getting into a dangerous space now when you have one political party that seems to be engaging in this type of rhetoric. I think it's going to lead us to something very dangerous and very disastrous for our state and also for our country.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.